This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The Subway sandwich chain faces a dilemma today after authorities raided the home of their famous spokesman, Jared Fogel, who got thinner eating Subway. The raid was in connection with the arrest of an associate of Fogel in connection with a child pornography case. Now, Fogel is not charged with a crime, but Subway says it's suspending its relationship with Fogel anyway. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
For two decades, Jared Fogel and his weight loss story have been tied to Subway's image.
I knew I needed to make better choices about my health and change the way I ate. So I walked into a Subway and made a plan.
Fogel has made hundreds of Subway commercials like this one.
Subway has been doing very well, and a lot of it has been about their healthy positioning. And I think Jared is part of that image.
That's Barbara Kahn. She's a professor of marketing at the University of Pennsylvania. Subway says yesterday's raid at Fogel's home appears to be tied to child pornography charges against a former employee of Fogel's charity. Now, says Kahn, Subway has to perform a balancing act.
You certainly don't want to abandon someone inappropriately. But in this particular case, the accusation is a particularly bad one for a brand to be associated with.
Kahn says it's better for Subway to walk away, whether or not Fogel faces any charges himself. The company has already removed all mention of Jared from its website. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.